Real quick, wildlife officials keeping a close eye on an unusual development in southeast Michigan. Two reported black bear sightings in areas where they're rarely seen. Here's Marie Osborne with the very latest. Marie?
According to the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, reports came in this week near Carlton and Flat Rock and Rockwood. The communities there, they confirmed that these could be some of the southernmost appearances of black bears in the region. Authorities say the animal might be a young male roaming beyond his usual habitat, a pattern that can happen this time of year. All this causing quite a stir on social media, by the way. Several people reported seeing this animal. At least one resident captured pictures and paw prints even overnight in Carlton. And yes, the bears are hungry. Officials are reminding residents black bears have powerful sense of smell, remarkable memory. It's strong enough to remember and detect food from up to a mile away. Yow. And then they come back to the same location sometimes years later. So that means everything should be sealed up, your garbage cans, take down your bird feeders for a while, any kind of human-related food sources, they need to be put away until the behavior can change for the bear.
Don't let your little dogs out, or any dogs out, or cats, and watch your kids, and for that matter, watch yourself.
Yeah,
these are bears.
Yeah, so if you encounter the bear, safety says you need to stay calm. You remain still if you're noticed. You can slowly back away. Do not run. That is not encouraged. That can trigger the chase response.
What's happening to my Monroe County? First an earthquake and now a bear.
It's
pretty unusual.
Exciting
I'm not joking.
Times.
I'm just saying it's pretty unusual. I'm glad you're giving the latest on that and a heads up to everyone. Thank you, Marie.
Thank you.
We were running out of time there, but we got her in, and we appreciate that. Lots more coming your way in this middle of the week Wednesday edition of Focus with Paul W. Smith, including Andy Arena, director of the Detroit Crime Commission. There's a lot going on, talking about China and the president there, talking about the CIA and other things that matter to all of us right here on WJR. Stay with us.